The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. By keeping residents informed, connected to their community, and represented in city government, residents are then empowered to influence decisions that impact their lives. One Omaha is an organization that works to achieve those goals by addressing the lack of knowledge and resources available for residents to sustain a better life. Their executive director is Alexis Bromley, and she is my guest today on Live and Local. Thank you, Alexis, for joining me today.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Does that sum up the mission of One Omaha, which, by the way, congratulations on being designated a 501c3. You are in the charitable organizations organization.
Yes. So it does sum up our mission, and our 501c3 status is not to be confused that we're the new nonprofit on the block here. We've been existing for about 6 years now. However, we didn't know if we had the ability to be on our own. And we finally reached that place through the support of community and residents. And a lot of the work we do, and I'll use the word neighborhood and community interchangeably. It just depends on what people identify their space or their home as, is really what I use it. But people who want to create a better quality of life or want to make it better for everyone who lives there, anything that they want to do to increase that capacity of themselves and their community, we're there to help them do it.
There seem to be three legs to the stool of the things that One Omaha does: training, engagement, and place-based initiatives. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Can you take us through each one of those legs? What do you mean by training?
So we provide education. Really, we have a broad curriculum. For example, we have a Neighborhood Leadership Academy, and that's for people who want to be involved in some sort of advocacy group or an organizing group, or maybe just a collective collaboration of people who want to get together and do a neighborhood cleanup, or maybe they want to identify a vacant lot in their neighborhood that's an eyesore for them, and they want to figure out what to do with it. And so we walk them through those steps and processes on how to develop themselves to become leaders and create that change.
Oh, now that's fascinating. Let's move to engagement.
Mm-hmm. Engagement is, we believe firmly that decisions that affect people, those people should be at the table in that decision-making process. And so we do not agree with top-down decision-making where it's people coming into a community and telling them what's best for them. And so we are strong, strong advocates of community engagement where people that live within that neighborhood are involved in that process and they are engaged every step of the way so that they really ultimately know what's best for them and they're informing those people who make those decisions at the end of the day.
And again, going back to that, the vacant lot example you gave, there's a vacant lot in a neighborhood, and instead of having somebody who doesn't even live there saying what's going to happen to that vacant lot, the community gets together and says, here's what we think should happen to that vacant lot.
Exactly. And it creates a more sustainable community. I mean, developers want to come in and build something. That's what they're best at. But ultimately, they want to make sure that development is profitable. They want to make sure it's sustainable. And they can do that with having input based on the people who live there.
What's place-based initiatives?
Place-based initiatives is any community-based work that focuses on one geographic location of a neighborhood, a community, and they come together, and within this place, they are identifying the assets of it, they are identifying the weaknesses of it, and then they are collectively bringing people together and figuring out, based upon our skill share and based upon the knowledge that we have, what can we do to make this better?
So in the, you said about 6 years you guys have been doing this, correct?
Yes.
So in those 6 years, can you walk me through a bit of an example of here's where you were able to help a neighborhood decide to do X, and now this has become better because of Y?
Yes. So one neighborhood specifically is the Fairfax neighborhood, and they're located in North Omaha, about 40th and Bedford. And their neighborhood has experienced multiple changes through the course of decades, but ultimately the homeowners there have been living there for maybe 20 years and active and involved with it, and they're ready for new leadership. They're ready for younger people to come in. They say, you know what, our time is done. We did what we could. We still want the neighborhood to be as positive as possible, but ultimately we can't be the ones to change that. And so we came in and worked with Fairfax over the course of about a year and a half and used a vacant lot in their neighborhood to bring people together to decide. And what we found is if you invite people to a community meeting or a neighborhood meeting and say it's 7 o'clock on Tuesday, they may not come. But if you invite them and say, come decide what you want to do with this vacant lot, what do you want to see it be, then they're more apt to come and provide their input because ultimately they want to see the changes as well and provide that input. And from bringing people at the table, Fairfax was able to grow their membership. They were able to grow the number of people who attend their meetings, and ultimately now they have frequent community events that take place every Saturday, such as coffees. They do back-to-school events that really strengthen their sense of community within their neighborhood.
Wow. That's fantastic. That's a fantastic story. And just one example of what One Omaha is doing, developing strong, connected communities through training, engagement, and place-based initiatives. She's Alexis Bromley. She's the executive director of One Omaha. She's been my guest today on Live and Local. And thank you so much for the hard work you're doing.
Have a good day, Mike.